Tagami here for a follow-up yesterday. Leo, I know the bandwidth isn't there to do video. We can do that perhaps early next week because I guess you're having some bandwidth issues. But by the way, I can do capture if we have to, and we can do other things, like we can even just connect by Skype and do a video capture here at this end so you don't have to worry about bandwidth. Leo, there's lots of issues going on. One of the things that I pulled up with Gary Richard Arnold, which I think is interesting, is an article about the Trump's new religious freedom executive order is a little short of awesome. There's some really good things about it, where the church is not going to be able to speak out geopolitically here in America. But there's some also concerning things where some of his alliances with some of the elements within, say, the dark side of the Catholic Church, like the Pope and the Jesuits, and alliances by not saying this is, quote, a Muslim ban, when in fact the extreme vetting is going to be directed specifically 98% at Muslims, besides a few other people that are drug cartel leaders in Colombia and Russia. What do you think of what's going on here in America? Are things moving basically in a good direction, or is there something that gives you any concern?
Nothing gives me particular concern in regards to the United States and the way Trump is conducting things. It seems really like you are definitely ahead of the game there in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, he's
Europe,
amazing.
Things, I mean, it's not happening, so yeah. It's different. Here, actually, for the first time today, I heard the politicians, Italian politicians, openly complain about this alliance with the U.S., with the different views that now the U.S. and Europe have, that we should be less subservient to the U.S. I mean, this is completely insane.
Why does it say subservient when, in fact, this is a thing that I had in a discussion with my youngest son, okay, and he's trained in the economics that university students get taught now, that they think somehow globalism and, quote, free trade, which is kind of like blanket globalist controlled trade, is good, and there's no alternative that's as good or even better, which I call fair trade, where it's win-win. For example, people don't understand that the Trans-Pacific Partnership was specifically set up to actually block the U.S. and these other nations to block China, which was not a smart deal. You had to include China or you're not going to be able to have a deal. But you want to have a bilateral deal, us with China alone, us with other nations alone. And that way China can't not only not bully the local nations, can also set up a trade zone blockade where the most busy area in the world, which is the South China Sea, becomes their own private parking lot. So, I think that it's a fantastic thing for Italy to have the smarts to start making alliances with America for exchange of technology and exchange of business and investment. To me, it's like an insane thing that the Italian leaders, after 10 years of a stalled economy, would make stupid statements like that. Isn't it crazy?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's insulting towards the great history and alliance that the U.S. and Italy have together, a central role of Italy here in this European setup that has never been subservient, but rather respectful of a NATO treaty and an Atlantic pact, which has been, of course, going all through the Cold War era, arriving now, of course, with different values in the modern world. But I mean, we have to, of course, rediscuss NATO, like Trump often said, because here in Europe, if they are starting to become anti-American in their views, even publicly, I mean, what's the point of having an alliance like NATO if there is a... So I mean, things are really... So now I think that these left-wing politicians here in Italy need to be stopped, as well as all of these people that try to gain momentum around Angela Merkel, which is seen like the person, the politician who has inherited the role of Barack Obama in the liberal democratic
world. I heard that Schultz is actually taking over and more likely going to be elected and replacing her, Mr. Schultz.
Yes, Schultz is, of course, a candidate, I think, with the Social Democrats, but remember, he's a candidate with a minor party compared to the majority party, which is the Christian Democrats in Germany. But these formations, I think, will succumb in front of Alternative for Deutschland, which is the new right movement in Germany, which will have a corrective in Italy, which is going to be called Alternative for Italy. So we are basically aligning the right wing, the right wings, let's say the right wing, the so-called populist wing, which is the more sensible one at the moment, because as we know, the left wing and the communists are doing everything but not supporting the lobbies, and of course they are paid by George Soros and they are acting simply as agents of this disturbance. Now, things are happening the last few days in Romania. Romania is considered a country in between two forces. One is America, the other one Russia. Historically speaking, Romania has always been a sort of a geopolitical nightmare, but also a place of meeting of two forces traditionally opposed to each other. Now, George Soros, which is, of course, of Hungarian descent, is trying to gain back from Romania some territories, which is particularly attached to. And these territories, of course, historically were previously of Hungary, then passed on to Romania. But this is not the issue. The issue now is that they are accusing the present Romanian government, which is pro-Russia, pro-Kremlin, to be in league with some corruption charges that might mean that at this point George Soros will probably overthrow this Romanian government. What will happen next? Well, what George Soros doesn't maybe understand is that... or maybe he understands, but is trying to work in that direction without probably understanding that that direction is impossible, because Romania is really in the hands behind the trenches of a more military setup, traditionally speaking. Then the political setup is only a front. So this military setup, I think, will align with Trump and will kick out George Soros' political interests, which are focusing particularly on at the moment on the mayor of Bucharest, which is of course, as you know, the capital of Romania. Right. So this political inside wars that are happening here in Europe because of George Soros, George Soros is of course the main enemy here. It's the main enemy for Donald Trump everywhere in the world. Right. But in Europe, he of course has probably more allies in the political scene at the moment that in the US, where you have, of course, now a majority of Republicans led by somebody like Donald J. Trump, which doesn't really give in the mondialism plan of Soros, Rothschild, right. Rockefeller, and so on.
One thing that he's done last week is he actually passed an executive order that disconnected the CIA from the OSI, which is a Orange Revolution, Color Revolution organization funded by Soros, both here and in Europe.
Yeah, the Color Revolution.
Longer collaborating with the CIA, so that's a major step.
But the Orange network that Soros has in the Eastern European countries is still very strong, you see. So it might be activated by some of the NATO countries that have interest in destabilizing Romania, which is too close to Russia, which, I don't think that Soros will manage to do that. On the contrary of Ukraine, Romania seems to, at least from my own personal experience in this country, which is quite recent because I was there in December, seems to be a much more stable country than Ukraine. And of course, there is going to be some squabbles, but I don't think that in the end George Soros understands how stable the situation is in reality behind the scene in Romania. He thinks still that he can corrupt, maybe he can twist the things politically speaking, but as I said, Romania is in the hands of people who are not really friends of George Soros, also because of a traditional point of view, because you have to understand that Hungarian and Romania is basically two countries that have always fought against each other. So George Soros is seen as somebody from the neighboring country who is an enemy more than anything else also. So I don't think that in the end they will manage to overthrow Romania. They are trying. He might they might invest a lot of money and resources in doing that. Donald Trump will have to intervene at one point, because
his new intel people that are coming in are going to collaborate with other intel people from other organizations and other countries to make sure that the globalists, through their functionaries, aren't going to manipulate. This has happened through not only Russia, where George Soros is persona non grata. He's got a warrant for his arrest if he shows up in Russia. He also has a warrant for his arrest for manipulating the pound sterling years ago and stealing over $1 billion pound sterling through currency manipulation years ago. So George Soros is an international criminal that needs to be arrested right now. And I'm not sure why Trump is holding back on doing that. I mean, why? Also, why don't these Hollywood stars, like, for example, Madonna, when she made her statement, she ended up with a stalker last week. They killed the stalker. I don't know if it was her private guard or the police, but they killed the stalker. Obviously, maybe the stalker was enraged by her statements, or maybe he was just a wacko. But when these things are this close together, you have to think maybe her crazy statements enraged him to the point where he was nuts enough to try to go after her. So there's consequences to these, and I think she should have been arrested. I don't know why someone can think that they can make those statements, or Judd can make her statements and think it's okay. It's not okay in a public forum to make those kind of statements. They're inflaming against the state and trying to instill state violence or even an overthrow of the government. This is not acceptable, is it?
Well, I mean, you know my point of view in regards to the show business, the music business, and so on, and their point of view against Trump, which is, of course, manipulated from the liberal democratic field and constantly put us in front of the same problem. Hollywood needs to be patriotic. If Hollywood is not patriotic, Hollywood then, at that point, needs to get out of the map. I mean, when it comes down to an America, USA, led by a Hollywood propaganda, which is in the hands of the enemy, you can understand that we will never
And pretty soon the hand of the communist enemy. In other words, people need to know what goes in communism. If they knew what's happening, you know, they have these nice billionaires like Mr. Ma coming over here with Alibaba. Do they understand how they treat their own people? It's horrendous. Their idea of social networking rating to even get a job in China, the two-child policy, the idea that they're rating you based on your allegiance to the Communist Party. I mean, it really is a crazy state.
It is a crazy state, a crazy way of life with no freedom. But how much freedom do we have instead in those liberal democratic countries that portray to have these democratic values, when in reality we see that George Soros and his friends are everything, anything but democratic? Now, Angela Merkel is the politician that inherits this leading role for the Democrats, liberals all over the world, for the communists. She's herself an ex-communist agent of East Germany.
Right.
She's herself a typical exponent of that Christian democratic left wing, which has always been manipulated by the Jesuits in league with the Vatican. And that's why we see this really big alliance between Pope Francis, Angela Merkel, and the leaders of the EU. Now, if this situation doesn't change, you understand that, diplomatically speaking, all this is a nightmare. Then let's go to Great Britain. The Queen is upset because, of course, Donald Trump in some way didn't want to meet Prince Charles. Prince Charles reacted very badly and criticizing populism and, of course, implicitly criticizing Donald J. Trump. But I want to remind everybody that Donald J. Trump is also of Scottish descent, not only of German descent. He is somebody who comes in some way also from Great Britain, like myself. We actually even have a common ancestor in Malcolm IV of Scotland. We actually have some relation because, of course, we are both of Scottish origin. That's why I don't understand why the Queen really wants to play this game like she's the one one who decides who has class, who has not class in this planet. I think that this British way of doing things is creating a lot of problems. And now, of course, Theresa May came to the U.S. She established a dialogue with Donald J. Trump, which instead, in turn, might get jeopardized by Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth, who are doing the job because together with the Rothschilds, together with Soros and all the others, in attacking Donald J. Trump, accusing him in a typical classist way of being a nouveau-riche, somebody who has made new money. Now, I think this is very unjust. I think that these people should be kicked out of their rich chairs, and they deserve to have an earthquake under their seats, because this is what they, you know, I think, I mean, they are really, these elitists, now getting very disturbed by what Trump is doing. They realize that it wasn't only, let's say, a propaganda gimmick to win the elections, what he was promising all along. This upsets them. This upsets them very
well,
much.
Well, he's actually exercising more power as a president than any president ever, and probably any leader in the modern last 100 years anywhere on the planet. And he's doing it in a way for support of the people, not only here, but he's inspiring other people in other countries to Trumpism. In fact, I saw a Democratic professor who said he could have predicted that Trump would have won, but the same thing is going on with Le Pen in France and people around the world. And this is a Democrat.
Yes,
sir. Look, you could have predicted this because they're ignoring the middle class. Now, I heard the counter-argument, and I heard this from my youngest son, and he mentioned that the counter-argument is, well, free trade means you just have to retrain these people. No. The reason why things are cheap isn't just because you got slave labor in these other countries. It's cheap because the globalists have set it up that way. We export to China, but they have giant tariffs on things coming in, and it's not that much cheaper to manufacture the goods. I ask people, what's the biggest cost of manufacturing in the United States, and they say wages. And I said, no, it's not. It's workers' compensation. I can fix, because I was a director of the work comp system in this country, which, by the way, in Canada is much simpler. Regular doctors can do work comp. I can train them in a matter of a couple of weekends to do work comp. It's nothing, okay? So we need to do a bunch of things on top of what Trump's going to do to make competition. As I mentioned, portability of licensure anywhere in the country, get rid of malpractice, pay an hourly wage based on the hours you work, give people vacations, let people work part-time. If you get rid of malpractice, you can have part-time doctors that otherwise would retire, or female doctors that want to have a family. And you'd have a lot more if you allow lateral training, where medics can train to become surgeons, for example. So a medic can come back after doing surgery in the battlefield, and they can't even ride in an ambulance. So the reason why the system is screwed up is because they want it screwed up. Just like the medical profession doesn't want to even make any advances on health care because they want people to die or get sick because it's profitable. Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, that can't be true. I remember my professor, when I was doing my PhD in molecular marine bacteriology in 1973, said, all I have to do is write the thesis, Bill. I did the research and designed the radioisotope substrate. I isolated the Vibrio marinus, worked on the genetics, and I isolated a version for 10 million times more enzymatic activity in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor. And he said, well, Bill, you're my smartest student ever. You're going to be decidedly upset by knuckleheads and evil people in the medical system. And by the way, it's not just here. It's around the world. When I consult, I find doctors and health providers of all types everywhere corrupt. And they have their own little single bailiwick of what they do. The same thing goes on with politics. They don't really want to solve the problems. This guy, Trump, is the first what I call problem-solving pragmatic politician I've seen anywhere in modern history. Honestly, it's something like that has never happened before, has it? What do you think, Leo?
Well, it has never happened before because we never had really politicians who not only say something during their political campaign, but in recent years they actually put it in practice, because most of the promises that have been done by these politicians, including the various presidents of the Clinton, Bush, and then we had Obama, they're all promising a lot, but of course, the decline is in front of everybody now, the lies can't continue to spread, because we have also the World Wide Web that has, of course, helped very much Donald J. Trump establish the truth and being able to then promote his idea of change for America, which is facts, not words.
Yeah, amazing. Wow, Leo, you cover a lot of material pretty quickly. You're amazing. Back in a moment with Leo Zagami. Again, he has a part one and part two, a confession of the Illuminati you need to get, and part three is coming out in June.
When he's buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So Leo, we're back, and I want you to kind of continue. Where is your book going in part three? Again, you have part one and part two of Confession of Illuminati. This trio gives a release of information that no one else is releasing, that gives people perspective. People, if they don't see the titanic battle between the forces of good and evil, the dialectic that manipulates the population, both religiously, spiritually, geopolitically. If they don't understand what's really going on, it has ancient roots, they're going to be confused, aren't they?
Well, I mean, where is all going? You're saying where you think it's all going?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, for me personally, here in Europe, it's not going in the right direction until we remove all these left-wing politicians, these mondialists, these these tools of the new world order that we need to take off this machine which is crashing the economy, crashing the people, and making our life impossible over here. I think that, of course, in the USA, the prospect is different. In the US, you have to front mostly internal enemies that are trying to sabotage in every way possible Donald J. Trump and his presidency. This is, I think, the number one problem for Trump at the moment. The fact that he has Hollywood against him, he has the traditional media against him, he has, of course, a good part of the intellectuals, which, when we say the word intellectuals, most of them... Pseudo-intellectuals, yes. Yeah. Pseudo-intellectuals that since 1968 and since the end of the 60s have been ruling the universities of the U.S., mostly in the hands of these left-wingers, which have, of course, a distorted view of reality. I think that what has been done also to the Breitbart editor there, who went to Berkeley, is something that really stands out as an act of an anti-democratic act by people who are much more similar to Nazism than Trump ever will be in a million years.
Yeah, they're totally intolerant. By the way, that repeated with New York University. The same thing happened just last night.
Yeah, I mean, things start, of course, to repeat everywhere because behind the scenes, as you know, George Soros is very close to all these anarchists, these left-wingers, and then, of course, these feed in the propaganda of these pseudo-intellectuals that at times radicalize them, and of course, at that point, they are like rebels who destroy entire cities and don't really care about the problems that the guy at the corner might have if he has a shop ruined, thousands of dollars of damage because of a demonstration or something. These are professional mercenaries that are in charge of disseminating chaos. That's
Leo,
you know, agents
Leo, do they
of
really
chaos.
Think that their little version of chaos is going to do anything? I mean, if they actually started coming out in the streets and doing real damage to real conservative people, they would sign their death warrant. You know, a real revolt by the left, which has never happened, by the way, in any country. It's usually the countries use that excuse of the left to actually have the right respond. At some point, if the left gets way out of control, you're going to start seeing conservative right groups really rise up, and you're going to see if the government doesn't take control of this, they will. I mean, if they start trying to...
I think that it's possible that we're going to go towards an unprecedented scenario, or actually a scenario which has been seen partly during the Cold War era, when communism, of course, was a threat to the national security and was perceived as such.
Right.
So intellectuals who were leaning on that side of things had to be very careful to put into discussion in any way the actual patriotic side of their own government.
It's not just Soros, by the way, is what you're saying. What you're saying is it's the boards of these universities that, number one, and this is a statement by the gentleman from Breitbart, the editor. He said, look, the board of the university notifies them often the night before that all the conservative students have wanted them to come and speak, that he has to pay $6,000 to $10,000 for a private security force and to literally protect him from their own students that they energize and say, go crazy, smash windows, set up fires and everything, even on campus. And it's like, as he said, it's a form of censorship that the boards of the universities are doing. These universities, as Trump says, no funding for you. There's going to be consequences to these universities, one way or the other, and it's going to be grisly. I don't think they've estimated exactly what Trump will do, but it won't be funny.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
One of the things I think is quite remarkable is how when we bring out a lot of these issues and questions, a lot of time we bring three kind of levels. Number one, the obvious thing is I'm ecstatic that Trump is in and doing what he's doing with Pence. Number two, I do have some concerns. For example, what's going on with the current person that's in the United Nations and their comments about Russia. We need to collaborate on some issues, but we need to be realistic that Russia is not necessarily our friend. Even if Europe decided to have a trans-European military, the space shield research that's been done by America has taken many decades, and Europe needs to be covered by the space shield because the missile systems set in Kaliningrad with nuclear warhead-tipped missiles or biological weapons on them, the only protection they're going to get is if they're in full alliance with America, period. So this idea that all of a sudden in even 5, 10, or even 20 years they could somehow come up and be an equivalent match to their Soviet Union and Russia now, post-Soviet Union, is craziness. So the ideal thing now is to do what Italy is doing, what you've recommended, that Italy starts to make alliances and make bilateral deals with America to expand their business and investment and transfer of technology so Italy can prosper. Under the European Union, Italy's lost. They haven't gained. In 10 years, the economy of Italy has stalled. So obviously it hasn't been good for Italians to be tied to the European Union, is it?
Well, I mean, it's not only the European Union. We have a NATO alliance which is obsolete, as Trump said many times. I think that Russia overall needs to be more honest about certain things, about certain connections which they have also with certain anarchist communist groups in Europe and in the US, because that also is it could eventually be used for disturbing the Great Alliance, these underground, let's say, networks of potential terrorists could be used by the enemy to eventually start creating uprisings.
What you're saying is the Russians are doing the same thing as the Chinese. They want to be our best friend and buddy. At the same time, they're putting a blade to our throat and then doing dirty business deals where they want free trade, but then they have tariffs against American products.
Well, I mean, the thing is this, that I think Russia is a very honest partner once Trump will meet with Vladimir Putin and they will establish a personal link.
Yeah.
I think there will be absolutely no problem after.
Oh, yeah, Trump is going to make it very clear. For example, he's already
this is a big problem. Mostly, this problem instead is for Europe here, where we are with this European Council President Donald Tusk. It's not Donald Trump, which basically has asserted that Donald Trump is a threat like China, Russia, or radical Islam. This is crazy.
What country is he from? This guy you mentioned, Donald Tusk, you said.
Well, Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
Tusk is basically saying, how can he describe Donald Trump as a threat rather than as a vital ally of Europe and NATO, and a vital trade ally of every one of the European countries? Is he out of his mind? What's wrong with him?
Well, Tusk comes from a background which is, of course, a bit peculiar. He comes from the Rompuy school, which was his president. Herman Van Rompuy was, and he is still a very important guy within the European elite. He's Polish, and I think that this kind of politician is really the epitome of evil, typical tool of George Soros, of the Mondialist. And it's all given. I mean, when I see the faces of these politicians these days, all trying to get consent through basically what is blackmail, because if Brussels, through Germany, didn't blackmail Southern Europe, Italy, Greece, and so on, into agreeing to certain terms, well, I mean, they will not have, their tool that was actually meant to be part of a big concept that, you see, Donald Trump has destroyed the moment he ended up the TTP, he's ending NAFTA, or everything that surrounded this great alliance, which was built on liberal principles. Remember that.
Right.
So these principles now, of course, are missing on one side. Europe is starting to feel a little bit stranded. because you have to understand that Europe has always have a very close link to the U.S. Financially speaking, their military depends from the U.S. support. As we know, Trump, that one of the criticisms he moved against NATO was that he was U.S. was investing way too much compared to the rest of Europe. So Europe knows very well that...
Oh, yeah, they just need to start paying their bill. But it's supposed to be 2%, I think, of their GDP, so... there's a list of 22 nations. A lot of those nations are European, including Canada, by the way. And if they pay the 2%, I'm sure they'd be fine. What needs to happen is coordination. Just like, for example, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, Trump is not going to arm them with nuclear weapons. That's out of the teeth. I have all kinds of background, classified access information. He's just going to give them the bill for the nukes that are sitting there and make sure they coordinate with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and don't act like a rogue and try to start firing nuclear weapons at China if it's not the final step that we have to do.
But how are we going to move forward if, as a European Council president, we have a liberal Democrat like Donald Tusk, which is typical representative of this elitist situation? I mean, this guy is a Grand Cross of the Royal Order of Norway, which is usually given only to the biggest elitist in the world, who are part of the cabal who rules this planet. He also is a Grand Cross of the Order of the Sun of Peru. He's a Knight of the Order of the Cross of the Marian Land in Estonia. This guy is basically an enemy of all our principles put together. And until Pope Francis is going to have people like this heading the European Union, because this is what this guy is.
In other words, tool of Pope Francis. Pope, the conductor behind the scenes of this orchestra of geopolitical conflict with Trump is this Jesuit Pope, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, you see, I mean, I've been saying it for over 10 years, as you know, that the Jesuits were behind the whole thing. Now the Jesuits are, of course, not only behind the whole thing, but we know that somebody is going against their leader, their Pope, their first Jesuit Pope, and that guy is Donald Trump. Now, today, once again, incredible news is coming out of the Vatican. In the Italian news, they announced that there is probably a spy, an intelligence officer, operating within the offices of the Pope and giving Donald Trump direct access to Vatican secret information. This is actually coming out in the last few hours. I don't know if you heard about this in the U.S., but it's a very unusual news, don't you think, Dr. Deagle?
Yeah. Give us more specifics about that. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the fact is that basically Donald Trump has an operative within the Vatican. There has been various hypotheses regarding the possibility that he has his own intelligence operating in the Vatican. The thing is that the Vatican has always had a CIA division. I actually published a book.
There's an interface there between the CIA and the Vatican security forces.
Sure, and this cell, this full of operatives, it actually has their official head. I mean, I published in Pope Francis, the last Pope question mark, my book that came out a couple of years ago now in the U.S. I published a list for the first time of the CIA heads during the course of the last few decades operating within the Vatican with their own Vatican CIA section. But this is a big problem now, because of course Donald J. Trump will not use the traditional CIA agents that are connected to the diplomatic.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, he's going to dig down into the matrix that connects between the CIA, which of course they had the Brennan, the Saudi mole, and the connection with the Vatican. Because this is a comment I had from one of my buddies, because I took care of CIA and NSA agents pretty high level. And one of them said, you know, the information quality that the Vatican intel agencies had is, quote, this is from NSA, is better than ours, which is kind of scary. It tells you that they're deeper in the matrix of controlling international finance, international corporate business, and geopolitical manipulation, the Vatican. And this is an actual statement from a senior NSA agent that told me this years ago, 20 years ago. So people need to start grasping that the Vatican has its claws deep into a lot of things that you wouldn't expect.
Well, I mean, I suggest that now I'm going to send you a couple of links to this incredible story that was spread today by the newspaper Il Giornale, because, I mean, when it comes down to an informer that apparently Donald Trump has within the Vatican, there is also talk about the fact that increasing groups of traditionalists, of traditional Catholics, like the one we spoke the other day, if you remember, have actually decided to support Donald J. Trump. So this is, of course, an unheard situation. It never happened before. And there is also, at this point, some resistance from Pope Francis, and actually he wants to start a research to find this spy and kick him out, because he's not considered an ally, of course, and there is an increasing number of traditionalists that are trying to find a way to kick out Pope Francis. And of course, I think
that that's very likely. In fact, I've heard that there's a number of cardinals that have actually, ordinated bishops and priests and so on as a counter to what's going on with Francis. And it would not at all surprise me if there's a major move by the Catholic Church to remove him in the next.
Well, I mean, there is a war now within the Vatican. Yeah. And there is, of course, a lot of, I guess, about people who are confused about what is happening in the Vatican, because also of the conflict with the Knights of Malta, and so let's see what's going to happen. But definitely there is a lot of tensions between the Vatican and Donald Trump, tensions that were unheard of in respect to a Pope and a U.S. president, because we never had any kind of conflict. John Paul II was actually used to fight communism, as we know. He was a Polish Pope. He fought communism in his own country. He functioned as a mean towards establishing a stronger basis of Western ideology within the communist asset. He was actually probably the key figure, the key agent. Some say himself he was a CIA agent. Pope John Paul II was this person, and he fought communism. Instead, with Pope Francis, we have exactly the opposite. This guy is protecting communism. He is saying that Fidel Castro is better than Donald J. Trump.
Wow. That's amazing. In fact, I have this article, which I'll post up after the show, and it talks about the fight between Trump and Bergoglio Mole by Donald in the Vatican. You know, what's going on here is pretty scary, because people don't realize the power that the Pope holds with not only the people that listen to him, but also his connections with banking, with corporate control, with many other things that you wouldn't expect, including even religious alliances to the World Council of Churches with Islam, and trying to even make alliances with Eastern Orthodoxy, etc. I mean, there's a number of Christian organizations in America want to refuse Protestant Christianity with the Vatican again. That's scary.
I think that the Vatican is losing grip with the reality, right, following this liberal agenda, just like Hollywood has done.
Right.
Has not really brought people to support what the Hollywood stars then in turn tried to say when they asked for everybody to vote Hillary Clinton. Nobody listens to them anymore as opinionists or as people who are... Even the Pope himself, politically speaking, is nobody. Nobody will listen to what the Pope has to say politically.
Yeah, exactly.
But unfortunately, he is very influential when he kind of converges now with this liberal democratic agenda, with George Soros and with all the other vicious people in the New World Order, to create a strong front against Donald Trump. I think that the best thing Donald Trump has done for us is to actually be able to now see manifesting not only in the alternative news, but even on the mainstream news, things that you will never have imagined 10 years ago. I mean, these rats are coming out of the, you know, out of their little holes. Yes. They are starting to getting scared. They're moving too much. And of course, they become more visible.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, it's like the ship is sinking. The Norwegian rats are deciding it's time to jump. And I'm reading this article you just sent me to hear about Mr. Tusk calls Trump presidency a threat. Apparently it was a letter 27 leaders received from in Malta. Mr. Tusk noted that President Trump has put into question the last 70 years of American foreign policy. This guy's nuts. He's actually
this guy is the president of Europe. I mean,
yeah. And he's nuts. I mean, honestly, you don't make these kind of comments to your not only main ally, your only really powerful geopolitical and military ally that can keep you not only safe but also allow you to even have a economy. I mean, you can't say that your economic chances and connections with China or Russia are going to save your butt. This is really stupid on his part to make these kind of statements, and especially as Europe is starting to break up. I mean, my guess is that eventually Europe will become a federated state like the United States of Europe. But it means many of the states will have individual trading rights themselves and won't be stuck in a trading block like the Transatlantic Partnership, which they wanted to do, where the states have no representative government or control of what happens to their state. You know, it's really crazy what was going on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership and what could happen there. I mean, and some of the things are crazy in the other way. For example, a company from China could decide to drill in a particular part of a state, which may cause dangerous effects on the water supply for a state, and the people of that state or city could sue the Chinese oil drilling company through international courts. But it also meant the representatives of the state and the federal government would have no effect. It would all be bureaucrats and lawyers in this international tribunal that would determine what's, quote, legal or what's okay. It's really, really bad. It's globalist government, another layer of global government with no representation. And this guy here is trying to act like they already have de facto European transnational government that gives control without any national input. That's dangerous and stupid. Amazing, isn't it? Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And so, Leo, tell us about the latest news about the Pope and all this spy attack.
Apparently, Donald J. Trump in the last few weeks has sent this priest to spy within the Vatican, this U.S. priest that has arrived in Rome. And this has alarmed the Pope, which has basically reacted saying that they are worried because they are messengers of another culture, the culture of openness. Well, this conflict between Pope Francis and Donald J. Trump is definitely creating some problems. So this priest, also close to Donald Trump, has ventilated also to Trump the preoccupation of a lot of Catholics which are disoriented themselves from the doctrinal choices of Pope Francis. So, I mean, the situation is very complex here because, I mean, Donald J. Trump is arriving right at the heart of Christianity, dealing with a matter which has, of course, upset us for the last few years since his election, the election of a Jesuit Pope. And he arrives right at the heart of the matter, and he is not this, from what I know, Trump is actually willing to give his hand to the Pope with the sign of peace. But every time the Pope refuses and creates more problems for Trump, putting together words which are completely compromising, like mentioning Adolf Hitler in relation to Donald Trump, I mean, I think that is really touching the bottom.
Very, very bizarre. When you look at this, at the dinner that happened over the holidays, which is the dinner with all the cardinals here in America, he wasn't against, quote, the Catholic Church. I mean, this Pope doesn't get it, does he? But, of course, he's got...
I don't think that he gets very much the possibility that if he forces too much this line of thought, he is risking himself a schism within the Catholic Church, because we know the immense scandals, the problems that the U.S. Catholic Church has in paying back all the money from the pedophilia scandals, the whole administration of the Church, which has put in great trouble the continuation of the Catholic places of prayer, the Catholic churches all over the U.S. So we have to understand that the Catholic Church is very strong, of course, in the U.S., but it's strong because the Knights of Columbus, because certain institutions within the Catholic world are helping this whole thing to stay strong. Once these people go back instead Donald Trump and go against the Pope, well, at that point the Pope can risk to lose the whole of the Catholic U.S. Church in one go, because he doesn't really have a strong church to start with. It's not like he's talking from the top of a mountain where everybody's holy and nobody has ever done a sin. I mean, he's in the middle of the biggest scandals that ever hit the Catholic Church. He should have a little bit of humility. He should understand the culture where Donald J. Trump comes from. He should understand that there are differences because of his more traditional mindset. And he should actually stop his liberal democratic revolution within the church because he's destroying the Catholic
Church. Yeah, in fact, it's more likely to create a schism between the cardinals and the Catholic Church in America and the Vatican. That's increasing that likelihood.
So, God bless America and speak to you soon.
Thank you, Leo. Give me a shout when you're ready to do some video, probably early next week. And, of course, we'll see you again next Thursday. God bless. God bless America, and God bless Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and what he's doing is remarkable. It's amazing. We need to keep praying for him. He stays in prayer himself, and his people actually have a clear, realistic view of what's going on, including Mr. Putin, the Vatican, and many other issues that are trying to oppose him. The battle is just starting. Thank you, Leo. We'll be back in hour three with our firing line questions in just a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.